pharmacies to give you discounted prices on select medications. The discount program could save you thousands off the cost of your meds. No membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider, visit one of their contract pharmacies, and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at carearc.org.
KBOE Live and Local. Nice to have you tuned in here on a Thursday morning, December 15th. We'd like to welcome into our Newsmaker 2 program American Legion Post 5 Commander Clay Childs. And I think we have a pair of guests with us. Let's see if I can get everybody locked in here and ready to go. All right, Clay, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. This is Clay. Okay. How are you, Ron?
Good, Clay. Doing good today. Clay. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks a lot. You guys in the Christmas spirit yet?
Yes.
Ho, ho, ho.
We're ready to go.
Yes, indeed.
How about you?
Oh, there you go. Just sneaking up on me. But we've got a great event coming up. If you find yourself needing to be have your Christmas spirit lifted a little bit, or just relax and enjoy some Christmas music, we got a great event coming up on Saturday at 7 p.m. at the American Legion.
And I believe we do have Lisa Lazaraga, who is the performer, coming up here this weekend on the KVOE Sutherland studio line here today. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, guys. I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing all right so far. Well, Clay, set us up here. When and where is the concert going to be, and how much would it cost here to get in the door?
So it's basically a free concert.
All right, Clay, go ahead. Let's let Clay have it this right now.
Yeah, it's pretty much a free concert at 7 o'clock at the American Legion in our banquet room in there, so we got plenty of seating. It's all set up there. We're not charging any money to get in. We will, however, have a donation jar available for gratuities for Lisa, because she's donating her time to the American Legion and to the Emporia community. So all gratuities will go to her for her sharing her skills with us.
Outstanding.
Well, let's talk about those skills, Lisa. What will you be performing? Obviously, this will be holiday fare, correct?
Yes, that's correct. So I'm a professional cellist, and I'm going to perform some traditional Christmas music, some classics, and also my own arrangement.
Outstanding. Lisa, what drew you to cello? With all the different range of instruments that you could have played, what is it about the cello that really, really stands out to you?
I don't know. It just touches my heart, to be honest. It just has that lower tone voice, and it just reminds the human voice as well. So it's very pleasant to listen, and it just, you know, gives that peace.
Lisa, I have to ask, because you're performing holiday music here with us, but it sounds like your heart may also be in Ukraine, because Clay had provided some information that you studied in Ukraine, mm-hmm. and still have family there. What's going through your mind basically over the holiday period, but also looking back over the last year, given the amount of conflict, unrest, and out-and-out war that's been taking place in Ukraine for most of the year?
Yes. So I'm very blessed to be here in the United States. But yes, my family, like most of my family, are still in Ukraine. They're basically next door to the fight. And also, on top of that, my mom was diagnosed with cancer. So it's really not easy, like, to handle that. But you know what? It's always something to be grateful for. There's so many blessings I experienced this year. So I'm ready to be thankful. I'm ready to play this music and have a joy in my heart, and also to have a prayer for my family as well and Ukraine.
Yeah, it's always tough to be, you know, away from the family, especially when the family is facing the situation like that in the Ukraine, and especially, too, during the holidays, Lisa. And how did you get hooked up with the American Legion?
So I'm actually just moved in Emporia, and I placed the post on Facebook page, the most popular Facebook page in Emporia. So yeah, and Clay just replied and asked if I can play for them, and I love to play, especially for veterans. I have a lot of respect.
You got to like to hear that, Clay.
Absolutely, and you know, it's a special time for if there's any military families out there that have their loved one deployed, it's a great time to come spend time with your fellow veterans, you know, listening to some Christmas music. Or if you're a veteran and you've been deployed over Christmas, I can guarantee you this concert will really touch your heart.
Clay, from your perspective, it sounds like this just kind of naturally fell together here for the concert here. Had you already had plans for a concert coming up here before reaching out to Lisa?
No, not really. And she's been kind of, we were just able to put this together because she's been, you know, trying to go back to Ukraine and see her mom, so we weren't real sure. So about a week ago, she's still waiting on her passport, so she's available, and we'd reached out to her, and we just love to have her perform. It's such a thrill to watch an instrument like the cello come to life in the hands of a really skilled artist. It's really exciting. It's really going to be casual, you know, come as you are. It starts at 7, probably be good to get there around 6:30, something like that. Matter of fact, we're having a little tropical Christmas party just before the concert for our members and guests, so you're going to see all kinds of dress there. So just come as you are and enjoy some really good music.
What's up with the tropical Christmas party? Got to ask.
Oh, just, well, the secret on that one is we found some gold palm trees in our storage unit and said, we need to pull those things out and put them to use one more time. So we lit them up, decorated them, and said, let's have some fun with this.
Lisa, let me ask you about your background. And you know, you mentioned here about the cello, but now that you're moving into Emporia, what are you doing here locally?
So I just moved in Emporia like a few months ago. I'm teaching music and giving music lessons. I also have some students online still. And also playing in the orchestras and some chamber music. Recently we had a Christmas serenade here in Emporia, so I am playing in community orchestra as well.
So are you going to be performing on Sunday then?
Sunday.
In the orchestra? Are you with the symphony orchestra here?
Yes, I'm okay. With the symphony orchestra in Emporia, also Salina too, okay. And I played with Newton already too.
Outstanding. Yeah. Good deal. Well, welcome to Emporia, Lisa, and hoping that you enjoy your time here. Clay, before we wrap things up, let's go through the details one more time. When and where, and talk about the free will donation again.
Yeah, one more time. It's 7 o'clock this Saturday at the American Legion in our banquet room. I'd recommend getting there about 6:30 to find your seat. And, again, no charge for the concert at all, just gratuities for Lisa for sharing her talents with us. And like I say, a fantastic selection of over 30 songs she's got picked out, mostly Christmas music, but a few interesting and favorite things. I can't wait to hear Carry On My Wayward Son by Kansas performed on the cello.
Nice.
There you go. Nice tease right there, Clay. Nice tease. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for joining us here this morning, and we hope you get back to see your mom soon.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Have a great day. Clay, thanks a lot as always.
Hey, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
American Legion Post 5 Commander Clay Childs and cellist, professional cellist, Lisa Lazaraga. With us here this morning is Lisa will be performing out at the American Legion Saturday night, 7 until 8.
All right, and if you want to be part of next week's morning show, we've got slots open for you. So check out the Live and Local calendar if you've got an event or an activity that you want highlighted, and then reach out to us, 620-342-1400. Don't forget that, again, here in just a minute, we'll have Nancy Ricker talking about the Emporia Municipal Band's Christmas concert Sunday afternoon at the Granada Theater. Tomorrow morning, What's in Outdoors at 8:20 here on KVOE.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache. CareArc, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. KVOE Live and local, 835, sun peeking out there right now, 29 degrees, good morning.
Don't forget to shop locally at the Sports Fan this holiday season. They will even occasionally have special delicious treats. Jayhawk, Wildcat, Kansas City Chiefs, and Royals game day apparel. They've got it all. Many gifts to choose from for that special someone, the Sports Fan.